Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Before yesterday's slate of NFL football games, former Kansas City running back Kareem Hunt spoke to ESPN about his alleged assault of a 19-year-old woman.
I was in the wrong. I could have, you know, took responsibility and, you know, made the right decision to, you know, find a way to de-escalate the whole situation.
But instead, in a video of the confrontation, Hunt is seen shoving and kicking the woman. The video is raising questions about the NFL's ability and willingness to investigate domestic violence incidents involving star players. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer joins us now to discuss what's happening with Kareem Hunt and the larger issue of domestic violence in the NFL. Hi, Shira.
Hi, Bob.
So the incident happened in February at Kareem Hunt's residence in Cleveland. Why are we hearing about it now?
Well, we're hearing about it now because of the videotape. On Friday, TMZ, of all places, published the videotape, and you can clearly see Hunt shove this woman and then kick her while she's on the floor. Now, Kansas City, his former team, released Hunt immediately after the video surfaced, though the team also knew about the incident involving their star running back way back in February and asked Hunt about it then. Yesterday, in that same interview with ESPN, Hunt admitted he lied to the Chiefs about what happened that night.
I didn't tell them everything, and, you know, I don't, you know, blame them for anything. My actions caused this.
Now, the video contradicted Hunt's version of events, and Hunt lying to the team factored into the Chiefs cutting him. Hunt is clearly, by the way, trying to salvage his career, to apologize, to take responsibility. He certainly doesn't want to end up in the same situation as Ray Rice.
Well, I think for a lot of people, Ray Rice immediately came to mind because it's very reminiscent, isn't it, of the Ray Rice incident, which took place in 2014.
Yes, it's very similar to the Ray Rice incident, particularly in how it wasn't until the videotape surfaced, courtesy of TMZ in both cases, that it appears the NFL took the incident seriously and took action. Once a videotape of the incident with Ray Rice surfaced, he never played again in the NFL, and clearly that's a fear of Kareem Hunt in this situation.
So how has the NFL responded?
Well, they put out a statement yesterday, and basically they said it's an ongoing investigation, and they said in the statement, consistent with standard investigatory practices, the NFL continues to pursue a complete understanding of the facts.
Shira, you know, for a lot of New England Patriots fans, it's probably going to seem kind of strange that the NFL can spend months and millions of dollars investigating the Patriots' alleged scandal, Deflategate, over whether a football was properly inflated or not, and yet not thoroughly investigate an alleged assault by one of its players.
Yeah, you bring up a really good point. Michael McCann, a sports law analyst for Sports Illustrated and also a dean at the University of New Hampshire Law School, has drawn a lot of attention to this disparity in recent days. While you can't compare domestic violence or an alleged assault with underinflated footballs, it is strange to look at the different statistics, so to speak, with these two investigations. In Deflategate, the NFL interviewed 66 witnesses and wrote a 139-page report on that. And there was also an 82-page scientific report. And yet, with the Kareem Hunt domestic violence issue or alleged assault, they didn't even interview Kareem Hunt. That disparity is glaring, and many people believe that that speaks to how much the NFL cares or doesn't care about thoroughly investigating incidents of domestic violence when they involve their players.
WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer, thank you.
Thank you.